Today we're doing motorsports, and you know, I think we were just saying just now, Jorge, motorsports is actually one of those sports where you have to, you know, you have to do a lot of research.
Yeah.
You have to do a lot of research if that's the sports that you want to go into. So don't worry, Rona here at The Drive do the research for you, right? That's what we do. So yeah. we cut all the work for you, and we take it upon ourselves to educate you about sports and careers that you can possibly go into if you're interested. So motorsports, guys, is a global term that is of course used to encompass a group of competitive sporting events, right, which are primarily involving the use of motorized vehicles. So whether it's racing or non-racing competitions, that's, you know, the terminology that is used, right? The terminology can also be used to describe forms of competition of two-wheeled motorized vehicles under the banner of motorcycle racing, and that includes off-road racing such as motocross, etc. Right, so the forms of motorsports which do not involve racing include drifting, demolition derby, regulatory rally, motorcycle trials, freestyle motocross, and tractor pulling. Like, there's just
there's a lot of it.
So just in saying motorsport, it encompasses it. So today we're talking about professional racing.
Yes.
So professional race driving. And we have our amazing guest today being Mandla Mdakani to chat to us about exactly what this is.
Yeah.
So here he is. Are you guys ready to hear?
Yes, yep. Sure.
Here he is. Enjoy.
Thanks for having me on the show, in the segment. My name is Mandla Mdakani. Joburg born and bred. I began my motorsport career at the age of 4 in karting. My introduction was through my old man who used to race back in the day, and when he'd take me along to the circuit, there'd be a little karting section. So while he was busy practicing, I once took a walk over and saw the other little kids driving around in little baby carts. So once he came out, I eventually begged him if he could just let me have a go and have a try. And since my first few laps around at the age of 4, the motorsport bug bit me immediately. And eventually he had a talk over with my mom and they agreed to let me race. And since then, I've been thankful for that opportunity and I've never looked back. I've spent a few years overseas, and more specifically Asia. I competed in the Formula BMW and Formula Master Asia Series, which was a really, really great experience racing on the national stage. And to the present date, I have signed with Toyota Gazoo Racing, and we'll be racing under their banner in the GTC Global Touring Car Championship in South Africa once I guess we're allowed to get back racing and all the measures are followed. So, yeah, that's it.
Wow. Yes. How exciting does all of that sound, yeah, Mandla? Yeah, yeah. That was so exciting. How do you, from such a very young age,
yeah,
and that's, I think that's what we were talking about, that it's really important for us to find our purpose and find what it is that we love at a very young age. Because, I mean, how great is it that he became, you know, very great because he started it
from a young
from
age.
A very young yeah. age, right?
I mean, like,
that's intense.
But like they say, if you develop like love or passion for something from an early age, you're gonna excel in it.
Mm.
So I feel like what he's done now is just excelling.
Yes. Yeah, so, I think yeah. they call it the 11,000 hour theory.
Yeah.
If you put in 11,000 hours into something that you love, or just the practice and what it is that you do, then you become the best in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's really nice to be chatting to the youth, and especially on Youth Day, to be telling other young people that you can do it. There's absolutely nothing that is stopping you from doing it. He might have started when he was 4, but he figured out something that he likes, and I don't think it's too late for anyone to figure out what it is that they like and for them to go for it.
So I was looking at motorsport racing and just how other races started out. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at something that David Perel wrote. He is a professional racing driver and a 3-time GT class champion. Mm-hmm. So he was just saying that, you know what, to be in this motorsport racing, you do need, like, fundamentally to tick the three top things, which is like unbelievable dedication, talent behind the wheels, and money, a lot of it. Because I was looking at what exactly does
money,
it take
a lot of it.
Yeah, no, you need a lot of money. It's not a cheap sport, you
yeah
know?
Yeah.
So I was looking at how exactly this money goes in, and he was explaining, saying that sometimes they don't just let you race because you want to race. It's very difficult for you to get in. So what they do is, one of the drivers, you have to buy a seat there and you pay them a certain amount of money. So I was calculating it right now. It goes up to at least 3 million rand. 3 million rand for a seat, and then they take you and you cruise around, and sometimes they pay you to drive.
Browsers.
You know? I know, like, it's a
so Mandla, if you Mandla's listening right now. Mm-hmm. Mandla, if you can just text me and tell me how much it is that you get paid, because if they're charging people that
for just to sit,
how much is it that you're making as a professional? As a professional racing driver, please can you just drop me that number, Nyana, so that I can tell our people listening.
All right. So on my side, man, I've been looking at the biggest motorsport competitions. So we have Formula One, which is like the most popular one. Almost everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
So it's one of the most exciting single-seater auto racing owned by the Formula One group and sanctioned by the FIA. So Formula One World Champion has been available since the inaugural season in 1950 and has since then been a source of complete entertainment for people. So popular figures in Formula One is Mr. Mercedes-Benz driver Lewis Hamilton, retired Ferrari driver Michael Schumacher, and Max Verstappen of Red Bull. So we have the other one called NASCAR. This one, Gila, like, when they drive the cars, like, you feel like there's so many seat belts, so many things that are protecting them, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, they call it another popular motorsport series, and it's much safer than Formula One, because, like, there's so many things that are, like, protecting you. Should you crash, you're not going to get hit like you would in Formula One.
Okay.
And then we have MotoGP. So this one involves motorcycles and is unpredictable, with many of riders fighting one another strategically on the track, making it fun and exciting for the fans, you know.
Nice.
So this one, you know, like watching motorcycles going up and down, vroom vroom.
Yeah.
That's it, the MotoGP.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are like the top three most fun motorsport competitions.
Mandla says it came out great. Thank you very much to us for you know, chatting to him about this. I mean, who else would we chat to? Because
you
he's
know?
A professional racing driver. So, I mean, there's no one else that we could speak to, Mandla. Thank you so much for giving us your time and sending us that voice note. We are still also waiting for that number. So how much is it? We're waiting for you to tell us. We're waiting for you to tell us.
You don't have to tell us the exact amount.
You don't have to give us the exact amount. You don't have to tell us the exact amount. Okay, so just last few things. Apparently, these would be the quick tips for motorsports in South Africa. If you want to go in, get down to some race meetings in your area and watch. Check the competitors to get a sense of what the sport is about and what it involves. So go to the competitions, really, and see who's competing. Yeah. Find a mentor there, speak to them. And I mean, Mandla, I'm not quite sure if he does that. If you want to go and check it out, if you want a great mentor, you can, you know, start following him around.
Yeah, yeah.
Be friends with him on Facebook. Find out what's happening. They say that you need to start at entry-level club categories. So get yourself involved in the communities of racing and join a motorsport club affiliated to Motorsport South Africa. So they're saying there are a lot of clubs, but make sure that the club in which you choose is affiliated to Motorsport South Africa and get your motorsport racing license for your chosen category. I think the category... Hope just
like
you've just spoken about those categories, so it depends which category you're gonna go for, so choose one according to that. And that's how we wrap it up today
that was
with
fun.
Motorsport. That was so much fun, right?